Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things dog wisdom. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of self-criticism, feeling like you're constantly falling short? You know that feeling when your inner voice is louder than the cheering crowd, always pointing out what you should be doing better? That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, trying to hold you back. But guess what? We're here to silence that critic and embrace a life of authentic progress, not unrealistic expectations. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how to overcome perfectionism and those pesky self-critical thoughts that just won't quit. And trust me, this isn't about becoming complacent or giving up on your goals. This is about rewiring your brain for resilience, learning to celebrate the journey, and embracing those messy, imperfect moments that make us human. First things first, let's get real. Perfectionism often masquerades as self-improvement. It feels good in the moment, right? That nagging voice telling you to work harder, be better, achieve more, it can almost feel like a badge of honor. But underneath that shiny surface lies a dangerous truth. It sets us up for constant disappointment and anxiety. You're never truly there because perfection is an elusive myth, a moving target we'll never quite reach. Take a deep breath, I know it's tough to hear, but this realization is the first step to freedom. Once we acknowledge that perfection is a lie, we can start shifting our focus towards progress, not perfection. Celebrate small wins, learn from setbacks, and remember that growth happens outside your comfort zone, not in some idealized world of flawlessness. Next up, let's tackle those self-critical thoughts head-on. When you catch yourself slipping into negativity, I messed up, I'm not good enough, why am I so stupid, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this truly helpful? Is this thought based on facts or just fear-mongering? What would you say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Would you berate them? No way. So why are we so harsh on ourselves? Remember, your inner critic is often fueled by insecurity and fear. It's trying to protect you, but its methods are outdated and unhelpful. Now, it's time to get practical. Think of a situation where you tend to overthink or criticize yourself. Maybe it's presenting at work, asking someone out on a date, or even just trying a new recipe. Once you identify that trigger, try practicing self-compassion. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. Imagine offering the same support and encouragement to a close friend facing the same challenge. This brings us to another key takeaway. Focus on what you can control. We can't always control the outcomes in life, but we can control our reactions, our thoughts, and our choices. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong or what could have been better, focus your energy on what you can learn from the experience and how you can move forward with intention. Remember that quote by Marcus Aurelius. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. We don't need to strive for some attainable ideal of perfection. Just be the best version of yourself today, showing up with authenticity, kindness, and courage. You got this. Let's imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your mind starts racing, what if you forget your points? What if people laugh at you? You start replaying past blunders in your head, feeling a familiar wave of self-doubt wash over you. This is perfectionism rearing its ugly head. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take control, remind yourself that it's okay to be nervous. Even seasoned professionals get butterflies before big events. Focus on the information you've prepared, practice your delivery with confidence, and remember. The goal isn't to deliver a flawless performance, but to share your knowledge and contribute to the team. So, there you have it, practical strategies to combat perfectionism and silence that inner critic. Remember, progress over perfection. Be kind to yourself. Focus on what you can control. And never stop learning and growing. You're not defined by your mistakes or setbacks, but by how you learn and adapt. Embrace the journey, celebrate the wins big and small. And remember, you are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and make it happen. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection. I'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.